All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I've got something to rant about, so here we go. So, the biggest thing I want to rant about today, there's two things, but there's one thing that's very important. And that involves DRM. So, Ubisoft told us, hey, you better not get comfortable owning your games. Which was a quote taken out of context a little bit, but they were basically saying that the market was going that way, that customers were going to have to get used to not owning their games. So, I've got a big DRM-free fist to give Ubisoft. And you know what sucks about Ubisoft? Ubisoft at one point used to work with GOG. When GOG first started, they had a lot of older Ubisoft games. You had your Rayman games. They're still on there. You have Beyond Good and Evil. You know, you had your, what else? The first Assassin's Creed. But other than that, they really didn't have too many other games. And Ubisoft was very supportive of GOG at one point and was giving them a lot of different games. But now, Ubisoft have changed their whole model. They've made a lot of shit-tier games, depending on who you ask. A lot of people have said that they haven't really changed their games in practically 11 years. And that new Prince of Persia that came out, yeah, it's not so great. People were saying, you know, after Blasphemous came out, or Blasphemous 2 came out, and some others, it's not really, it's kind of boring. And yeah, I kind of figured that too, because there's been a lot of really great games that have come out in the Metroidvania genre, and even Ubisoft really can't compete with that right now. But yeah, guys. So, Ubisoft is telling us to fuck off, basically. And I kind of want to, I don't know, show off my list of all the games that I have that are DRM-free. How about that? So, let's see here. We're gonna go into, let's see here. My gameplay footage folder, how about that? So we're gonna go into GOG. And, all right, so let's look at all the games here. I can read them all off as fast as possible. Some of them I haven't put in folders yet. But, let's see. Agatha Christie, First Cases, Alien Breed 2, Alien Breed 3, Alien Isolation, Amnesia, Machine for Pigs, Absalom, End of Gods, Arcade Paradise, Assault Spy, Asterix and Obelix Remastered, Astria Ascending, Batman Arkham Knight, Batman Arkham Origins, Batman Telltale, Batman Enemy Within, Beautiful Desolation, Betrayer, Biomutant, Bioshock 2, Black Sad, Blade Runner Enhanced, Blood West, Bright Memory Infinite, Brock the Investigator, Call of Cthulhu, Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood and Gunslinger, Chevalier History, Chorus, which I haven't played yet, Clid the Snail, Chris Tales, Daggerfall Unity, remember that? Darksiders 3, Darksiders Genesis, Darksiders War Master, Darksiders 2 Definitive, or Death Definitive Edition, Days Gone, DC Super Villains, Death End Request, Death End Request 2, Despair Blood Curse, Destroy All Humans and Destroy All Humans 2, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, Devil's Hunt, Disaster Report 4, Dishonored 2, Dishonored Death of the Outsider, Dishonored Definitive Edition, Divinity Original Sin and Original Sin 2, and Baldur's Gate 3 also. I don't have it, but it's also DRM-free. Dying Light, I Divine Cybermancy, Edge of Eternity, Elysium, Aiden Chronicle, Elex, Evil West, Elex 2 is also DRM-free, by the way. Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force, Fallen Legion Revenants, Fallout 4, yes. Fear 3, Filthy Us, Flash Out 3, Flat Out 2, Forgotten Anne, Genesis, I don't know what that one is. Ghost of a Tale, Gothic 2 Gold, older game, oldie but goodie. Gravewood High, Greedfall, remember that one? Greedfall 2 is on its way, it's also DRM free. Guacamelee 2, Guilt, Heavy Rain, yeah, now DRM free, guys. Hellblade, Hitman Absolution, Hob, Horizon Zero Dawn, Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 2 and 3, Immortal Redneck, In Sound Mind, In Verbis Verus, Indivisible, Aratus the Lord of the Dead, Itora, Jet Cave Adventure, Just Cause 1 and 2, Kane and Lynch 1 and 2, Cal the Kangaroo, Kingdom Come Deliverance, Kingdoms of Amalur Re-Reckoning, King's Bounty, Lairs of Fear, Lego Batman 2 and 3, Lego Harry Potter Years 5 to 7, Le Grand Legacy, Little Nightmares, Lords of the Fallen, Lorelei, Lust Academy 2, Lust Academy Season 2. I think those are both the... I wonder if that's supposed to be Lust Theory. No, it's right there. Mad Max, Mafia, Mafia 2 and Mafia 3. Remember, that's the new Mafia. Dimension Neptunia, Memories Dogma, Metal Gear Solid 2. Remember, you can't even get it on Steam anymore. Well, I mean, they have the collector's pack, but a lot of people said there were problems with that that new edition of the game. Metro Exodus, all the Metro games, DRM-free, by the way. Morero Chronicle, Mutant Football League. That's all of those that are coming out. I think there's also like a Warhammer version. Those are also DRM-free. Almost all Warhammer games are DRM-free right now, which is really cool. My Friend Pedro, Neptunia Virtual Stars. $75 for all the extra content, but yeah. Neverwinter Nights Enhanced, Night of the Rabbit, Nicopol, Neverwinter Nights 2, Opus Elko of Star Song, Pathfinder Kingmaker, Imperial Edition, Postal 4, Postal Brain Damage, Prey, that's the update, Rise of the Triad, that's the 2003, Sabbath of the Witch, Sacred 2, classic game, Saints Row 4 and Saints Row 3, of course, Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War, Shadow Warrior 2, Shadowrun Dragonfall, Shadowrun Hong Kong Extended Edition, Singularity, Sleeping Dogs, Smurfs, also Smurfs 2, SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom, and the new ones also DRM-free, Stalker, Stalker 2, and Stalker 3, and the new, and remember, these aren't actually Stalker 2 and Stalker 3, these are the other Stalker games. The real Stalker 2 comes out, and it's also DRM-free. Star Wars, KOTOR 2, The Force Unleashed 2, don't forget about the original Force Unleashed. Strangeland 3, Stranglehold, Styx, Shards of Darkness, Super Neptunia RPG, Tales from the Borderlands, The 25th Ward, The Alliance Alive, The Book of Bondsmaids, The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim, yes, it's DRM-free now, all the Legends of Heroes games, all of them, every one of them. It's Cold Steel, Trails in the Sky, even that new one, Trails from Dusk or whatever, all that shit, it's gonna be, The Shore, The Signifier, The Silver Case, The Smurfs 2, see? The Surge, The Surge 2, Talos Principle, Technomancer, The Whisperer, The Witcher, 1, 2, and 3, of course. Thea 2, They Always Run, Thronebreaker, Tiny Troopers Joint Ops, Tomb Raider 2013, Tomb Raider Legend, Tomb Raider Underworld. Don't forget about Tomb Raider Collection, that's also DRM-free. Trail Out, that's a new zombie game, kind of like a Carmageddon kind of thing, right? Treasure of Nadia, we'll play that soon. Troublemaker, True or Blur, Unbound Worlds Apart, supposed to be really good. Unreal Tournament 2004, taken off of Steam, can't even buy it anymore, DRM-free. Unruly Heroes, Usanatsu, Van Helsing Final Cut, Venus Blood Hollow International, remember that? Warhammer 40k Bolt Gun, Space Marine, Warhammer Daka Squadron, Wasteland 3, all the old Warhammer games, all the ones you grew up with, guys. Wolfenstein 2, New Colossus, New Order, Old Blood, Worms Revolution, Wreckfest, X-Morph, X-Blades, that's a original 13, Wanyan Sword, which is a weird one, but it's free, DRM-free, rather. Yakuza, all the Yakuzas up to Like a Dragon, including Yakuza 0, are DRM-free now. We've got Monstrum Nox, which is the last ease, and of course there's some Zoom platform stuff. Let's see here, we've got, let's see what else we've got here. Ease Origin, After Dream, Alan Wake, American Nightmare, Ancient Enemy, Anodyne, Barely Racing, Beholder, Cave Blazers, Corpse Factory, Corpse Party, Blood Drive, Costume Quest 2, Danger Forever Build, Danger Scavenger, Drekior, Escalon Book 2, Everhood, Fault, Fiendish Freddy, like I said, there's just a lot of stuff. All your classic King's Quest, all of them, guys. DRM free. Goetia Gravity Circuit, great game, Gravity Circuit. Konochi Demon Slayers, that's hentai. Lacuna Sci-Fi Noir Adventure. Some of these games they just give you. La Milana 2, Leap of Love. Haven't played that yet. That's a adult game. Legend of Keepers, Livestream 2, that's a hentai. Lovecraft Untold Stories, Lunastis, Night Loots, Noctropolis. Perseverance, Police Quest, Project Mirror. Punch Club 2, South of the Circle, South Grimshaw, Spectacular Sparky, The Sinking City, which just came out, got all The Sinking City, The Swords of Ditto, and I mean on GOG, it's been out since 2019 on Steam, but we have a DRM-free version now, from Frogwares, which is awesome, The Victor Vron Games, World of Horror, and some more Ys Origin. Now, what the hell is actually in my armory, right? My DRM-free armory. What are the games I'm playing? Well, 11th Hour, Hat in Time. Some of these I didn't get from GOG, but I did get from Humble DRM-free. Adventures of Chris. After Party, Agatha Christie, Aim Racing. Akiba's Trip, Undead and Undressed. Alicon, Alice Escape, Alien Breed Impact. Almastriga, Relics of Azathoth. I'll play that when it gets more finished. It is a hentai game, but it's not quite finished yet. Awa's Awakening and Legacy, American Fugitive, Amid Evil, Apostle Rebellion, Aquaria, Arafel, Arkanoid, Asylum, Tears of the Earth, Asterix, Avo Slept Them All 2. We played that. Axe Cop, Back to the Future. Bang on Bolt. By the way, that's not available on GOG anymore, so you can't actually buy it, but if you bought it before they took it off, you still have it in your account. They don't get rid of the games in your library, so you still have access to them, even if they're no longer available. Bang on Balls Chronicles, great game, so much fun. Bastion, Batman Arkham City, Game of the Year, of course. Bloodsucker Anti-Terror Squad, Battle Axe, Classic One, Battle Chasers Night War, Battle Chef Brigade, Bling, Bite the Bullet. Blade Assault, Blades of Time. That game is really shitty, but it's fun, but it's shitty. Blasphemous 2, of course. Bleak Sword DX, Blood Fresh Supply. Also, the original Blood, I think, is still available. Blood Omen, yes, they're selling it. Blood Rain 2, Terminal Cut, that's the one they fixed up. Brigador Up Armored Edition, Brutal Legend, still selling it. Carrion, Cave Story, Secret Santa, that was free. Chained Echoes, Chantalise, Tale of Two Sisters, no longer selling it, but it's still in your library. Chaos Head Noah, yes, and the other one, Chaos Child, both DRM-free. Chasm, Class of 09, recently DRM-free. Clunky Hero, Contra Anniversary Collection, thanks to Konami for that one, bring Castlevania over. Control, Coromon, it's not Pokemon, but it's pretty damn fun, it's really close, guys. Cross Code, Crystal Project, Cthulhu Saves Christmas, Cuphead, Curse of the Sea Rats, Cyberpunk, of course, Darklight, Dead Cells, Death's Door, Death's Gambit, Decarnation, finally, right? Demon Sword Incubus, I mean to play this and I just haven't got a chance to. Demon Turf, really fun one, I love this game. Demon's Roots, really want to get into this. I have done a video for it, but it's something that I want to personally get into at some point. Deus Ex, original Deus Ex. Deus Ex, that's Human Revolution Director's Cut. Dex, Diablo, original Diablo. Not 2 or 3, but the original. Blizzard gave us that. Dink Smallwood's free. Disjunction, Disney's Hercules, classic. Doom 3, Double Dragon Trilogy, Double Kick Heroes. It's a good one if you like metal and rhythm games. Dreamscaper, Dungeon Siege 2, and we have 3, and we have the original Dungeon Siege. Dungeon Town, Dusk, yes, Dusk HD also available. Dusk and Elysian Tale. Earthlock, Earthworm Jim 3D, of course. The other two Earthworm Jims, they're the DOS versions, I think that's all you got. Eastward, Elderborn, Evenicle 1 and 2, yes, they're DRM free. Exeus 1 and 2. Oh, by the way, Evenicle 2 is not on Steam. And I meant Evoland, not Evenicle 2. But Evenicle 2 is not on Steam. You can only get it off GOG or Jast or Kagura Manga Gamer. So, yeah, Steam doesn't want it. Other platforms do, and they're DRM-free. Fallen Legion, Rise to Glory, Fallen Machina, and City of Ruins. Fall Smith, Fatal 12, Fault Milestone 1, Fight and Rage, Final Vendetta, Fire Girl, still need to play this, Flashback, and then Flashback 2 also. Flash Out 2, really fun one. Flash Out 3D, really fun one, we've played it before. Forgone, Frog Gun, Fury Unleashed, Ghost Song, Ginsha, Gorky 17, Greek Memories of Azur, Grime, Grip, Guacamelee, that's the original. Guns, Gore, and Cannoli 1 and 2. Girlman, if you want to go back that far. Hawk, Hands of Necromancy, Haven Park, Hellpie, Hentai Mosaic, Neku Waifus. They have all those little puzzle hentai games if you care. Heretic, Hexen and Hexen 2 and Hexen DK. All those. Those are classics, right? Hitchhiker, Hollow Knight, House Party, Hover Ice, Hunt Down, Hyperdimension, Neptunia Rebirth 1, Iconoclast, Ideology and Friction, EQ Succubus, Iron Fury, Jack Move, Jane Silent Bob, yes, we have that on there. Jazz Jackrabbit 1 and 2, classic games. Joe and Mac Gog, original, that's the Joe and Mac remake, guys, remake of the arcade game. Me and DP played it a while back. Jotun Valhalla Edition, really fun game. Katana Zero, there's all your King's Quest, guys. La Milana, Lego Batman, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, Star Wars, Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded, Wet Dreams Dry Twice, Leisure Suit Larry 5, Lost Ruins, Love on Leave, that's that one I told you about. I can't remember what this one is. Lunar Lux, Lust Epidemic, of course, all those games, all the NLT stuff is there. Lust Theory Season 1, Maniac Mansion, Memoirs of a Battle Brothel, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Unit, Metro 2033 Redux, Mighty Switch Force, Mokoko X, Monster Boy in the Cursed Kingdom, Mortal Kombat Trilogy, yeah, you can only get it on GOG, and it works. It's really cool to have a PC version, and it works. Moto Racer 1 and 2, My Life as a Cult Leader, Narita Boy, Neptunia U, No Ghosts in Sky Elevator, Nobody Saves the World, Nocturnal, Oblivion, Observer System Redux, Ocean Horn, Ocean's Heart, Oddworld, Okinawa Rush, Opus Rocket of Whispers, Overlord, Owlboy, Paradise Killer, Phenotopia Awakening, Pieces of My Heart. Yeah, that's that cool hentai puzzle game. Pierce Solar and the Great Architects, Pixel Town, Akanamichi Mystery 1 and 2, those are also hentai, but they're mystery ones. Planescape Torment, Enhanced Edition, Police Quest 1 and 2 and 3, Postal Brain Damage, Prince of Persia, Classics, we won't be getting any more, but we have these, Sands of Time, Two Thrones, and Warrior Within, Proteus, Pronti, Punch Club, Quake 4, Rabbit Burn, remember Rabbit Burn, makes no fucking sense, Rayman Origins, Relord 1 and 2 and 3 will also come, I know it will, Realms of the Haunting, Relic Hunter Zero Remix, Reloaded, Remy Lore, Lost Girl in the Lands of Lore, I was really surprised to see this, Reverie, Sweet As Edition, Revolt, Rex Nebular, that's a really old school kind of adult thingy, and the Cosmic Gender Bender, right? Rise of the Third Power, River City Girls, unfortunately we did not get River City Girls 2, River City Ransom Underground, Ruiner, pretty interesting little game, Sam and Max 2 Hit the Road, Savant Ascent Remix, that's okay. Scrapland Remastered, cool to see that there. Seed of the Dead, Sweet Home, really fun one. Senran Kagura Shinobi Versus, and there's also Sisters Versus Sisters, and some other ones. In that one, Shadowgate, Shadowrun Returns, Shaq Fu, Legend Reborn, Shing, that's 2.0. Shining Song Star Nova, Shovel Knight, Sin Gold, Skydrift Infinity, Slay the Princess, really good one. Smelter, Soldiers, Space Quest 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Spiral Dystopia, Spooky Starlets, St. Yarman's Little Black Book, Star Wars Dark Forces. Yes, we're getting the new version, the remastered version. KOTOR 2, Racer, SteamWorld Dig 2, Stigmata of Sacrilege. Stories, Path of Destiny, Stranger Things 3, that game is no longer available, but if it's in your library, you still have it. Stranger's Wrath HD, Sucker for Love, First Dates, Sudeki, Summer Memories, that's no longer available, but if you have in your library, you still can get it. Summer Memories, Sunblaze, Sundred, Sweet Pool, Siberia, Siberia 2, The Seventh Guest, Caligula Effect Overdose. We did not get the second one, unfortunately. Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena, those are no longer available, but you have in your library, you can keep them. The Count Lucanor, The Darkest Tales, The Feast, the Friends of Ringo Ishikawa, The Last Faith, really cool we brought that there. The Legend of Nyuta, Boundless Trails, finally got that. The Mummy Demaster, The Original Strife, Veteran Edition, The Sexy Brutale, The Suffering, The Way, The Wheel of Time. The Witcher Enhanced Edition, of course, The Wolf Among Us. Let's see, To Be a King, Togata no Chi, Tokyo Xanadu EX, really fun one. Tomb Raider Anniversary, Tonight We Riot, Toonstruck, Tower Hunter, that's not from GOG. Trails in the Sky, but it is DRM free. Tozawa Knight, his new one is going to be also. Trails in the Sky SC, second chapter of course. Treasure Adventure World, Treasure Hunter Claire, True Love 95, yes. Turbo Overkill, Tesla vs. Lovecraft, Underhero, Unruly Heroes, Unsighted, Valfaris Mechatherian, Vengeful Guardian Moonrider, it's fun, Vernal Edge, Victor Vaughn, Virtuaverse, Warhammer 40k, Shoot Us Blood and Teeth, that's a good one, We Happy Few, Witchcrafty, Wonder Boy, Dragon's Trap, Yakuza 0, like I said, Yoku's Island Express, Ukulele in the Impossible Lair, Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Donna, Ziggurat, Zombie Dinos from Planet Zeltoid, and Zwei the Yelvert Insurrection. You also have Zwei 2. Okay. So let's see what else we have here. In the games folder. It's going to be in my installed. Darkwood, Night Witch, Yokai, Hunter, Shintaro, Osonatsu, Demon Turf Neon Splash, that's the second one. World of Horror, Night Loops, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, Inspector Gadget Man, Time Party, Warhammer 40,000, Daka Squadron, Tiny Troopers, Global Ops, that's good. Mutant Year Zero, Spec Ops The Line, Venetica, Quake Enhanced, Lego Indiana Jones 2, Grim Dawn, Front Mission First Remake, also getting the second one apparently. King of Fighters, we only have up to XIV, unfortunately. Ori and the Blind Forest gets a bunch of Halloween games in there. So a bunch of horror games. Project Downfall, the rest of the Mosaic Naked Waifus, and some puzzle ones. Trepang 2, that was considered to be a sleeper hit. 44 gigs, pretty big game, guys. Dragon Age Origins, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, Killer is Dead. Original Prince of Persia, Cold Neon, Just Desserts, Neurodeck, Tower of Time, Deep Sky Derelicts, Notch, Switchball HD, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Mysteries of the Sith, Outlaws, Transistor, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 3, 9 Years of Shadows, Three Kingdoms Story, Conusia, that's a little hard to understand, Panzer Knights Being a Dick, of course, Panzer Dragon Remake, Baldur's Gate 2, regular, Dramatical Murder, Blacktail, Titan Quest, Prey, Saints Row, Get Out of Hell, Saints Row 4, Saints Row 3, Grandia 2 Anniversary Edition, Psychonauts, Terminator, Resistance, haven't got RoboCop yet, System Shock Remake, Lollipop, Journey to Savage Planet, Hitman, Blood Money, Full Throttle Remastered, Necrovision, Grim Fandango Remastered, Spelunky, HD Crossing Souls, and Slay the Arge's Adventure. That's all we got. That's all I have so far. There's more, and there's also many that I finished and many that I didn't buy. But that's all that I got on my library DRM free. There's 8,000 games right now in their library DRM free, but there's some that Zoom Platform has that are DRM free and they're worth checking out, like the classic Duke Nukems. All of them except for Duke Nukem Forever. They literally have every single one that was released for the PC except for Duke Nukem Forever. They're trying to get it. It's hard to get, but they're trying. Also, they have the newest Flatout game, Flatout Carnage or whatever, something like that. That one they have Postal 3, which they have fixed. So that is pretty cool. So there's a lot of stuff that Zoom has. Also, Zoom, if you like those old educational jumpstart games that you grew up with maybe as a kid, they have all those. Like, all of them. So if you're like, man, I want to go back to, like, doing numbers as a spaceman or, you know, getting my spelling, just stuff like that. You can go back and play those games. All those old Jumpstart games, they have them all. And they've updated them to the latest versions of, in some aspects as well. And they even have the more advanced ones, like algebra and all that kind of thing. They also have an old game that used to be branded as Jurassic Park, but now it's just like an educational dinosaur fighting thing. And a lot of people said they loved it growing up. So there's a lot of games from your childhood there. It's a lot of stuff there that you don't find in other platforms. So I really like that they're doing that. And they also have the Shady Corner catalog, and that is partially due to me. So you're welcome if you guys got some Shady Corner games from Zoom, because it was not my favorite situation, but it worked out for the best. Like, it was, Grimm pushed a little too far, but it did work out for the best. Everything has been forgiven. Things are cool. The games are getting updated frequently, and I've had no problem getting the latest Shady Corner products from Zoom Platform. So I highly recommend that. They also have a couple other adult games. They do have House Party. House Party's been updated to the latest version as well. So you do have your classics on there. Unfortunately, EA had to remove some games, so they did lose some Leisure Suit Larry's and stuff like that. But and some car games that they had up there, like Grid. They had Grid up there at one time. But they've been really trying to, you know, build their little library, and they've got some good stuff. And again, you know, they've been able to get some really cool names, and they don't have a whole lot of stuff, but you know, they're trying to get what they can get. It's one of those things where you work with what you have. They know they're the bottom of the market, but they're really trying. It's really hard for them, you know. They got a team. Even one of the guys that works there, he left GOG. Like, there's nothing against him. He just left GOG because of differences in his political values. Now, again, I'm not telling you, hey, don't support GOG. Why are you telling us to support GOG if that guy got kicked for his political values? All right, so look, sometimes you can't win every battle, okay? So this is what I'm going to say to you. I mean, Ubisoft is like, hey, guys, we don't want you to own your games, but I'm telling you that all the games I have right there, I own. Like, I can bring them with me. That doesn't mean you can sell them to people. Like, a lot of people, you know, they try to say, oh, well, you can't sell them to people. I'm not trying to sell my games to people. I'm just having my games so I can preserve them, right? Because all those games I have, I update and everything else. I try to make sure I have the latest version. And when I finish a game, I usually move it over to the big drive. You know, it's got 12 gigs on it. 12 terabytes. 12 gigs wouldn't do it. But 12 terabytes. Yeah, that's a whopping amount of space. Yeah. But I want to make sure that, you know, all those games are there and preserved. I'm not saying it'll be there forever, but I won't be here forever, right? Just as long as I need them to. And that's what I want you guys to know, that there are options. Yes, they don't have everything, okay? It takes them a long time to get some certain games out. But when they do get games and the publishers give them games, it's a cool thing. Like, one of the coolest things was getting all the Yakuza. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome. I've always wanted to play these, and now I've got them DRM-free. And I haven't yet even started the first one. I know, bad, Grim, bad. But there's a little game called Angel of Dusk on Steam, or Angel at Dusk on Steam, and basically, you know, we've asked if he'll bring them to GOG. I don't know if he will. He's kind of a Japanese dev, and he doesn't really, you know, his English isn't great. You know, when he answered in Japanese. So it's one of those things where he's like, yeah, well, I have them on DL site. Well, that's fine. Like, honestly, when it comes to certain games, like, I bought his Yakuza 4. Not Yakuza. Yakuga. Yakuga 4. I can't believe it was on DL site. He also had 1, 2, and 3. But I'm like, I really don't want to go that far back. And I did buy Yakuga 3, though. Because Yakuga 3 is not a shmup like the Angel of Dusk. It is a different kind of game. So, basically, when we start that kind of thing, it's going to be, you know, it's It's different. It's not going to be like what we did with Angel at Dusk, which you guys will see shortly. I think it'll actually go up with this video, so you'll get to see both. But Angel at Dusk was just a lot of fun. I love it. And what I played there in that video is just like scratching the surface. I've got so many medals now in that game. I've been playing that game. I looked at my time for recording. It was 3 hours straight. And that's not me just fucking around pausing the screen. That's me literally playing and playing and playing and playing. Like, upgrading my shit because, you know, when you get to that part where you can upgrade your weapons and all that, it's really fucking cool. So, just really great game, Angel at Dusk. Akira Goya, or Artist Knight, whatever he calls himself now, just great stuff. And it's not even an adult game. Like, he had a nipple sensor. That's pretty much it. If you want the nipples, it's R15. If you don't want the nipples, it's whatever. His other games are like hentai, in some ways. Like, some of the games have been edited. Like, Yakuga 4 had the hentai out. But if you don't have that version of it, it's only in Japanese. So the version without that content is in English. It has in English, not in the story, but in terms of, you know, everything else. And people were asking, well, why don't you bring your other games to Steam at least? And he said, well, I'd love to, but I want to work on more games for you guys. And you can tell this dude has been making games since he was, what, maybe 16? He's getting up there in age now, and he's like, he just wants to make more games. He just wants to make more games on the series, and he's just extremely passionate. One of the most passionate Japanese developers I've ever seen in my entire life. I couldn't believe all the games he's made, and all different kinds of games he's made, and all the hand-drawn art he's done with them. Just an amazing talent, this guy. So, I can't wait to show you that. It's just a really wonderful thing to see that this guy's still making games, and I was really proud to support him. The Yakuza games, I'll get to those, and of course the so many others that you saw, just so many others. I was actually gonna start out going through the Harry Potters, like I beat the Sorcerer's Stone, and now I'm kind of working on the Chamber of Secrets, but I want to get through those Lego Harry Potters, because those are fun. And the same thing with the Star Wars, you know, I beat the original trilogy, and then I lost all my data when I had to reboot Windows, you know, if you have to reinstall it every once in a while when it fucks up. And, I lost all of my data on that, so I'd have to go all the way back from the first game. And, of course, they redid all the LEGO Star Wars games as well. They did that where they did all the, they did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And even though the 7, 8, and 9 suck as movies, the games might actually be tolerable. So, you know, I'm waiting for maybe those to drop at some point to GOG, because they might. I mean, there's a lot of Legos that go up on GOG. They just put out some new Lego thing. It didn't look like it was my thing, though, because it was like Brick Thinker or something, a Brick Builder. I don't know. It was a weird one. It's like trying to make Lego into a puzzle game. Like, I don't know if I like that. I mean, they say, oh, the kids loved it. That's fine. But I'm more into the action platforming that the Lego type games offer. And it'd be nice to see the Marvel ones. We got the DC ones, but it'd be cool to see the Marvel ones. Still, it's cool that, you know, more and more devs are kind of bringing their stuff over. But at the same time, like, These publishers, they want to push for an infinite subscription model, which means you're going to have to rent the game forever. Okay? And I've seen Xbox Game Pass. I've looked at it. I've checked out all the games. My eyes bulged a little bit. Oh, they have this and this and this and this. And yeah, you know, you do get a little greedy. You get, you know, like, really would like to play that. And it's not that I haven't, because they had Atomic Heart, and I'm like, well, I want to play it at some point. And believe it or not, my friend, he didn't know anything about it, He's like, whoa, this Atomic Heart game's really good. I think I'm going to beat it. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, I'm glad you like it. You think it's a really fun game. Because, you know, it was what I was telling him about. And I was like, well, it's kind of like Bioshock. And he got really into it. He was like, oh, this one's pretty fun. So, you know, I got to test out some of those games that just aren't DRM-free yet, for one reason or another. Doesn't mean they won't be in the next couple of months, because the thing about GOG, and if you guys actually start going to GOG and get a GOG account started, you'll notice that they're all about surprises. They don't really tell you what's coming. They have, like, a coming soon for some games. But a lot of games, especially their big ones, they just drop on you. They're like, okay, guys, here you go. Here's a surprise. Here's a really big game that nobody expected we were going to get. I mean, sometimes people look through, like there's a forum thread where they were actually check through some of the, like, code on the, like, the website, and they'll find, like, this is going to come to GOG, and this is going to come to GOG. And sometimes they do a really good job of hiding that. Like, they really wanted to hide the fact that they were getting Heavy Rain and, you know, those other games. They got everything except for Detroit. And I know you guys are saying, Grim, as much as you talk about robot AIs and all that, you really need to play Detroit. And I know it is a fucking metaphor for slavery. And I know that the root word for robot is slave. I know that, okay? I know that. Maybe if I play it, I'll understand a little bit about what you guys are saying. But even so, I gotta agree with Asmund Gold that, like, I'm not gonna fucking whoop the shit out of my robot, because that's fucking stupid. Like, it's a couple thousand dollar piece of equipment, man. You don't do that. It's like throwing around my computer because it did it wrong. Like, bam! No, you don't fucking do that. That's not a smart idea. Anybody that does that's an idiot. I don't like idiots. I use that word a lot because it describes people I just don't want to have anything to do with. Like, oh, you're an idiot, you know. An ignoramus. A nincompoop. A buffoon. You know, I love all these words. Isn't it crazy how we've made up so many words for a fucking stupid person? But yeah, guys. The thing is, you have options, okay? You have lots of options. And, you know, there's so many things that you can just check out right there at GOG. Again, Baldur's Gate 3. Biggest game of the year. It's DRM free. Can you believe it? You think the publishers would take note? Oh, this game is DRM free and it still became the best selling biggest game of the year. I don't know. Maybe the DRM free didn't hurt it, guys. I don't know. It's really weird. But Ubisoft is like, well, we're just gonna make it where people don't own their games. You what, mate? And I'm so sure some of you guys have boxes, you know, where you've bought those big computer editions. I remember those. I bought one at Quake 2 one time. And it's just this great big box with little boxes in it and manuals and stuff like that. It had all the discs and all. It's just really cool when you get those. And of course, you know, Metal Jesus, I haven't seen much from him lately, but, you know, he used to show in his game room these great big boxes of games sealed, you know, these PC versions. Because when you used to get a PC game, it was this big event. It had to be bigger than just a regular console box. It had to be something cool with posters and all that stuff, right? And, like, they try to do that with GOG. Like, they try to give you... I mean, even Steam kind of tries to do that. They try to give you that kind of stuff. But when we've got these companies saying, well, you know, you don't need this stuff, though. Why don't you just get the game, play it for a while, and then we take it off. You know, it's really kind of shitty that they're doing that. They just want to make gaming like movies and everything else where it's just a pay-to-play. Literally, that's all it is. It's a pay-to-play. It's a really fucking shitty idea. I don't like it. I don't think it's going to... I don't know. I think people will be receptive of it. I think it's going to be harder. But I'm just letting you guys know that right now there are options. You don't have to do this. And of course, there's always piracy. So, yeah, there's lots of ways that this can be done. And, I mean, some of you may have noticed a folder that says, fuck Steam. Yeah, that's how I think about those. Although I have been buying my Steam games that I get from some other way. I mean, I do it to support the devs, not to support Steam itself. Because I know that the devs are getting some money out of it, and I'd rather them get something than nothing, especially if it's a game I enjoy. Like the Angel at Dusk, you know, I gave him the money for that. Because I felt that the game, you know, he needed some money. You know, I originally got Yakuga 5 off a weird website. So just getting to give him some money for the games that he's worked on was worth it to me. Going and buying Yakuga 4 and Yakuga 3 and just giving him some more money. It's like, hey man, you deserve it. Because I spent so much time playing your games. And you're a small dev, you're not making millions of dollars here, and you're really, really passionate, so I want to give you money for your hard work. So, that's how I feel about it. But these big companies, you know, they've gotten so big that they don't really risk loss anymore. They can make a game a live service and it can be shit. They don't care. They can make it activism, like we're seeing with the Suicide Squad. You know, Batman gets shot in the head by Harley Quinn, and it's the final performance from just it's awful. Kevin Conroy, final performance, and he gets shot in the head, and that's it. That's the end of Batman. That's literally what they told him to do. And it's awful. It's not Batman Comes Back. It's Batman Dies. And this is tied to the Arkham games. So no matter how much you love Arkham City, Arkham Knight, it doesn't matter. Batman dies in the end. That's awful, right? So what happens? Crime just wins? It just doesn't make any sense. The Joker... I mean, maybe he beat the Joker and everything, but it's like nothing ever happened. You know, you kill Batman, crime just takes over Gotham. It's over with. I guess, you know, but they're trying to kill the Justice League. They're trying to kill Superman and everybody else. So I guess they just win, and it's supposed to be like a statement. Like The Boys. But the difference between The Boys and this kind of thing is quite simply The Boys is about these superheroes that are awful. You know, they try to show the public that they're good and they have morals and things like that, but they're absolutely fucking horribly degenerate people. And that's why The Boys exist, to bring them to justice. And in many ways that means death. So, yes, it makes sense when you're doing that. But when you have, like, actual heroes that actually uphold justice, you know, give or take, some books are probably different. But for the most part, they're heroes of justice. And having the Suicide Squad go in there and kill them and be successful. We're not talking about the bullet misses. No, we're talking about the bullet hits Batman and kills him. Shoots him right in the head. He's dead. There's no special thing that stopped the bullet. Batman died. So people were really fucking pissed when they saw that. And that company, Sweetie Baby or Sugar Baby, whatever they call them, they're going to be in some shit. Because they released a really crappy fucking game. And Yakuza Infinite Wealth, you know, that's going to come out and do really good numbers. While Persona 3 has me worried because they brought in this chick that is known for butchering Funimation anime scripts. So she may butcher Persona 3 as well. So I'm not really keen on getting that remake, even though I love the third game and it's my favorite in the series. I mean, so it makes it easier for us to decide where we want to put our gaming dollars, you know. Because I am a gamer, there's no doubting that. And I want to make sure that my hard-earned money goes to games that I actually fucking want to play and enjoy and aren't full of crap. I mean, it makes sense, right? That's what a lot of us want. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Rants Into the Heavens when I've got something else to rant about. See you guys later. I'm out.